Have a Kalish, Parshas Miketz, Tafshin Samach Dalet.
At the end of last parsha, which is really that dumb of this parsha, the Miketz and Asayin Yamin. So we find that Yosef HaTzadik says he sees these two officers sitting in jail, and he says to them, Madua Pneichem Roem Ayen. Why do you look so sad today? Madua Pneichem Roem Ayen. It's an amazing pasuk that Yosef HaTzadik's in jail. First of all, his own sharis is sitting in jail. But to notice in jail, when you have your own sharis, to notice two people looking down is an amazing. The whole Yeshua, Yosef HaTzadik, the Yeshua does come about. It says there was a chasar and he shouldn't have been there from them. We'll see in a second. He stayed in the case of Shai Yomim. Vice versa, the Meister should have happened, but he shouldn't have asked them to help him. But the Yeshua came about through the possible would have happened if Yosef HaTzadik didn't ask them. It could be the Yeshua Viper would have come about through them. Someone, it doesn't say the Yeshua would have come around with them. It would have taken 2 years. The guy would have left and immediately remembered. He would have immediately remembered Yosef HaTzadik. The Yeshua comes about through this guy and had his HaTzadik meet, probably knew him from jail. But what happens? How is he placed as Chaloyim? Because he answers to Rishay Paray, Madua Pesam Royim Hayim. Why do you look sad today? Beautiful, it's a beautiful lesson of noticing then is not, of being attuned to how somebody else is feeling, being attuned to certainly a roommate, a chavit. To me, it's an amazing lesson. Yes, I'm sorry, two goyim. And the fact that you're in a bad match of yourself, to notice Yen is not looking completely happy. They bring here, I saw the very Yosef speaks about it, that it was Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, and they bring the Raya and Maisha Rav from here, they're not allowed to be sad on Rosh Hashanah, they're not supposed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. He said Hayoyim. So Madua Pneichem Roim Hayoyim, why do you look sad today? Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't be sad. Like it's real, like you're not supposed to, you're supposed to dress in big Yashav Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to show a confidence, the dinner's going to be good. So Shem Madua Pneichem Roim Hayoyim. They bring a remnant here, they're not supposed to be sad on Rosh Hashanah. Kitzur, because it says Mikesh Nasayim Yamin, at the end of 2 years, at the end is Mashma some time period, 2 years for what? From what? So the Chazal bring, the Yosef HaTzadik is punished because he said Zohar Zechatani, a double Lashon, Zohar Zechatani, connected those two words of too much of Stavros, he was punished. 2 years extra in jail, and that's Mikesh Nasayim Yamin, anyway, it's 2 years of punishment that he had to stay extra in jail. For doing too much establish. Now the Medrash brings the following pasuk: Ashi Agever Shashomer Hashem Etakay. Lucky is the person who has the talking Hashem Zay Yosef, the first Yosef, the like Panel Lehavim, and then it criticizes him that he says Zocher Zechatani. That the Medrash says he gets 2 extra years in jail because he tried to do too much establish. So they all ask on the Medrash, but the Medrash starts that Asher Gebes Hashem HaSem HaKach is Yosef. He's a Baal B'Tochen. The Medrash refers to Yosef as a Baal B'Tochen. He says, lucky is the person who trusts Hashem that Yosef HaTzadik is a B'Tochen. Then the Medrash says he was punished 2 years. It's like a spear in the Medrash for lack of B'Tochen. Was he a B'Tochen or not a B'Tochen? So Yisrael Slanker, the Yisrael Slanker said chatter here. There are many Pshatim said in this what it means. What does it mean? It calls him the Beiteyach, and then he's punished 2 years for lack of the talking, doing too much establish. So Yisrael Slanker said as follows. Very interesting thing. He said like this. Most of the time we used to think the establish is normally a sign of lack of the talking. Why is establish so lack of the talking? Too much establish. Because the person got trust in Hashem, and the person instead works and thinks it's all on his shoulders. It's a lack of the tachem. The Yisrael said it's a case when no establishment is a lack of the tachem. When not work is a lack of the tachem. Why is that? Why is it not work is a lack of the tachem? So the Yisrael says like this, that let's say you have a person who sees it, who knows from the stars and a dream, say believes in fortune cookies and he opens a fortune cookie, and it says this word over, you're going to be rich one day. Or he has a shibulis. He has like a shibulis. He went to a Rebbe. He went to a very chashuv Rebbe. And the Rebbe told him, don't worry, I know a person who told me that, he was very confident. He went to a Rebbe, and went to Makubal, and the Makubal told him, he said, I haven't made it. Makubal told me I'm going to be rich. The Rebbe told me I'm going to be rich. That's it. So I don't need a shtadlus. He bedarf the limits of the shtadlus. He knows he's going to be rich. Makubal told him. She relies on that which he knows from some source. He relies on that. He doesn't establish. That's what we saw from the lack of the tuffin. Because not a belief in Hashem. It's a lack of the tuffin. Very simply, a lack of the tuffin Hashem. Because if he believed in Hashem, he knows he can get it. It's not order he can get it. Hashem Yigur Machet. He might have Averis that caused Hashem to change the din. If he just thinks Rahman's on a mazel and doesn't. If he just believes in that, okay, this is the mazel, maybe it can't be changed. If he believes in the Rabban Yisrael, so things may be changed. So if you saw stuff like this, Yosef HaTzadik had a dream that he did a melech. They'd all bow down to him. He knew he'd be king. He had nevuah. Yosef HaTzadik had 100% nevuah, and he believed. He was a Navi. He knew he'd be the king. They'd all bow down to him. So he's sitting in jail. He should rest and tell him to come. He had chalaimus. He'd be a king. Say that everything will be fine. I know that. He knew the outcome. He knew the end of the story, Yosef HaTzadik. What's his son hacking around with the Sarah Master with the Sarah? What does he have to? And he has to tell him, remember, he's doing it. What's he going to start this with? Yet Yisrael said that shows his betochen. Fakir, because he was a minor in Hashem, that's why he established. He knew, he thought to himself, maybe I'll get Averis, but I lost that. Maybe because of my Averis, so I'm going to give you my head, and the wool will be taken back. Yisrael said, Fakir, that says another, and the wool will take him and take it back. But the Yisrael said, Fakir, his betachin in Hashem didn't allow him to believe in other simanim. So that's the Medrash says. Asher gives Hashem Hashem et tacha. Yosef HaTzadik is a betach in Hashem. Because he was a betach in Hashem, because he had trust in Hashem, that's why he became established. Of the first Medrash, it still was too much established. It still was too much. He should have been betach in Hashem and no Shem Yidim Achet. And still he should have had a betachin and should have done tshuva without doing established. But his established itself is a sign of his betachin. Shtadlus itself is a sign of the Tachin. It's very in our times. It's very in thing. Rebbes are very in it. Devout of the person should have a Rebbe in the sense that he should see a Tzadik and know his actions. It's very in. And I've heard from the Gadolim a tremendous lack in Tzmimus. Tremendous Hashem and Tiyam Hashem Lekecha. People have Shemanim, they go to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said it's going to be the Savior. The Rebbe said, forget the Rebbe said. Don't go to the Rebbe if you're going for that. If you want to go to the Rebbe to see a tzaddik, that the Mishamis bring him a drink, bring the Rebbe a drink. Especially the Mishamis of tzaddik. To get the drunk, talk to God. You daven three times a day, you're better than the Rebbe. Pastor, nobody will argue. You have to be a bonish for him. Speak to Hashem and daven to Hashem. Talk to Hashem and ask the truth from Hashem. Tell him to him, Hashem will take her. So people put a lot of betachin, a lot of stock. Oh, the Rebbe said to him, he said, do nice for mitzvahs, to be nice chesed. He hasn't davened for the other person. Call him a spalbat for them, and then a this topic we could speak about a long time. We live in a dark, very schoolless. Very careful schools, make sure the right to bend on, you make sure you have it. Very into schools, instead of doing things between us. Instead of doing it between us, a person will make, what's an ayin hara? When you're in somebody's face, an ayin hara. Better than, I promise you, better than any red bengal around, better than any red band around here, I promise. Don't be in people's, don't be gaudy, don't do things in people's faces. Doesn't mean a person is a certain social status. A lot of make a chasm according to social status. But you don't have to have a guy in the bathroom. I went to chasm, a guy in the bathroom was handing out the towel. They paid somebody in the bathroom. You leave, he stood there handing out the towel. Okay, maybe that's their social, that's where they're holding, I don't know. The point, the better, the Ein Hara, the Nekud of Ein Hara is when people don't wish evil on you. That's an Ein Hara. When people are wishing things, why do people wish against you? You're too in their face. It's too loud, it's too in people's face. Better than anything. So instead the guy makes a loud thing that he puts on, but he has the red band. That's his trusting in foreign things. It's not trusting, it's not come to him, Hashem Lekecha. It's not going to the bonus, I'm trying to do things right. Well, worried about people worry about Ein Horus. It's very in. Stop worrying about Ein Horus. People worry about all different things. And Ein Horus, and you do this and that. Stop worrying about Ein Horus and all these are foreign things. Worry about the Rebbe Shlomo. Ask the Rebbe Shlomo. Don't worry about Shimonim. Don't worry about Ein Horus. Worry about the Rebbe Shlomo. And do things right. And do things between us. There won't be Ein Horus. There won't be trust in Hashem. But talk to him. Come here and Hashem will get there. Walk with Hashem. Be famous with Hashem. Because many ask the question, how did Yosef HaTzadik know? How in the world did Yosef HaTzadik know to tell Pari what to do? He interprets Pari's dreams. Yosef HaTzadik interprets Pari's dreams. He tells Pari exactly the 7 years of starvation, 7 years of plentiful, there'll be a lot the first of 7 years, good years, 7 bad years, good. He interprets the dream. But he also tells Pari what to do. Who asked Yosef HaTzadik to tell Pari what to do? And that's, you do what you're told. He is told by Pari to interpret my dreams. Pari wants him to interpret the dreams. If Pari calls him, and he doesn't know the interpretation of the dreams, and he calls Rakim and Mitzrayim, Ul Chachmeha, and he tells him, the only person with Pari is nobody to interpret the dreams. So Sar Maskin says, I'll tell you my sins today. He says, I was in jail and I had a dream, and this man interpreted my dream. And it came true. She calls Yosef, and Pari says, I had a chalom, I have no place. I heard you know how to place it. You know how to interpret dreams. So interpret my dream, that's it. Zehu. He doesn't tell him anymore, interpret the dream. So Yosef at Sadek Tak interprets the dream. But after he interprets the dream, he tells him what to do, because during the 7 good years, gather all the Eichel, and he tells him what, why did he tell him what to do? He wasn't asked what to do, he's asked to interpret the dreams. And then he asks this question. The Be'er Yosef time is as follows. He's in the middle of the two dreams, Pari has two dreams. He dreams with the cows, and he dreams one with the cows, and one with the stalks. And in between the two dreams, he says Pari woke up. In between these two dreams, it says, Pari woke up, va'ikatz, and I woke up. And then it says, he says he woke up, that's what Pari says. When the Torah says over the dreams, it says he went back to sleep. Va'yishan, it says va'ikatz, Pari woke up after the first dream. Then he falls back asleep and has a second dream. But why did Torah say he woke up, he fell back asleep? What's that relevant? And when Pari says it over, he never says he went back to sleep. Pari, when he says over, when the first time the Pari says it happened, he dreams the first dream. It says he woke up, falls back asleep, and has a second dream. When Pari repeats over the story, it says he had the first dream. It says he woke up, and then he says the second dream. He never says he went back to sleep. So the Kedah learns that Pari never really woke up. He never woke up. He just dreamt that he woke up. He just dreamt that he woke up. He never really woke up. A bacher last night told me in my house, but some of the theory that I'm all about being in the morning is up all night. In your head, you weren't up all night, you slept fine. Sometimes you can find, it's almost your dream, maybe you did wake up once, even once you're not sure you woke up. Somebody can get in your head in the morning, not all insomnia is that way, there is such a min insomnia for sure, that somebody, guy got in the head, is up all night. There is such a thing, a guy is, well, nice up all night, you can be made in the yeshiva, he knows such things. But there's also such a thing, a guy thinks, I was up all night. You want to know if you slept this one? You slept a lot more than you think. You felt you up all night. But Chidah says that he dreamt that he woke up. It's very meduric in the Pesukim. When Pari repeats it, Pari says, I woke up, and then he says a second dream. All Pari was saying, I never went back to sleep. The Torah, when it said he went back to sleep, just means that's what he was dreaming. He was dreaming he woke up and went back to sleep. But when he said it over, he never said, I went back to sleep, because he then at that point he wasn't sleeping the whole time. He never really woke up. The kitsa is, so why do you dream? And now, Yosef is facing a dilemma. Why did Pari dream that he woke up? Why did he dream that? So the Be'er Yosef says, oh, but the reason why he dreamt he woke up, is it was saying, this is part of the interpretation that Yosef was saying to Pari. Since Pari dreamt that he woke up, and then he dreams he goes back to sleep, what would happen? The first dream, Pari is sleeping. In his dream, he's sleeping. Then he wakes up. You have 7 good years, Pari sleeping. He wakes up, he goes back to sleep in his dream, and he has 7 bad years. Sheyosef Tzadik knows now, within his dream, during the 7 good years and 7 bad years, Tara is sleeping. The dream itself wants him to be sleeping during, it's not he's sleeping to have a dream. In the dream also, during the 7 good years and 7 bad years, he's sleeping, because he woke up in between in the dream. So it seems that it's part of the dream that his Tara is supposed to sleep during the 7 good years and 7 bad years. So in that, Yosef Chai says, aha, if he's supposed to sleep during 7 good years and 7 bad years, it means appoint somebody else to run the Mitzrayim. That's what Yosef's part of his interpretation says, okay, please appoint somebody else to run the Mitzrayim, because I see yourself in the dreams and you're supposed to be sleeping. What does it mean you're sleeping? You're not running the Mitzrayim. Yosef Chai says, appoint somebody else to run the country for you. That's what Yosef Chai actually had to tell him. That's why he actually appointed somebody else to run the country. And that was Kitchad Run, that's who asked the Yosef to give this advice. It wasn't advice, it was an interpretation of the dream. You're supposed to be sleeping, you should be awake. You should exist, but sleeping, you're not in control. The Hainu appoints somebody else to run the country, appoints somebody else during the 7 good years to gather all the Tzvuah, and during the 7 years to gather, and that's why eventually he appoints Yosef to do all the work. That was the dream, he was supposed to do it. The pasuk says as follows: V'nei min ha'yor, oylo sheva paris yifois mara, ubriyos basar v'tirel abachu. It says he paray dreams, and in the dream there are 7 paris yifois. There are 7 good cows, healthy cows. Rashi says, why do you say good looking cows? They were nice cows. Yifois mara. Zok Rashi, Shimon hu yemei asoiva. It's a simon to good years. Shabrius nearest yafa zuzu, because the brios look good to each other. She'ein ayin ber yitzora b'chaverko, because the ayin is not sora, is not looking negative at his friend. This Rashi to me, this Chazal is halim. All Chazal are halim. This Chazal is something we have to ingrain ourselves. Listen to this Chazal. In the what was the simon that was good years? Because it said it was good looking cows. It was 7 good-looking cows. That's a raya. The 7 good-looking cows is a raya. The 7 good-looking cows is a raya. The 7 good-looking cows, the raya was good years, because the only way people would see them as good-looking cows, it was good times. If it was good times, since people are living it up, they're wealthy and everything's to say there, so now people look good to each other. You could see it as nice looking cows. If it would be bad years, if things would be going hard, you would never know, you would never say it's good looking cows and look ugly to you. If it's paris, if it's yifais mara, it's a simon that times are good because she ain't ayin ber yitzora b'chaverta. In Yeshiva Farak, I told Tzubachim last night, in Yeshiva Farak, my hair built up for a long time. There was a Yid supposed to come to Yeshiva Farak away. There was a Yid supposed to come to Yeshiva Farak away, and and my hair built him up for a long time as one of the biggest Balei Mussar in the Dar. He's been since the Nifter. My hair told us that somebody come and be a real good Balei Mussar generation. He was a librarian in YU. He was a Yid at Shabbat. Very, very chashvi yid. My parents told us he's going to come to speak in Yeshiva Rakhle. He's going to come to speak in Yeshiva Rakhle. And we're very excited to hear about Moshe speak. He's written many svarim on Moshe. He did an interesting thing. The same the Chavetz Chaim, before the Chavetz Chaim came, people thought Shmir Shalosh was a frum guy. It's a frum, it's religious not to speak Lashon Hara. They thought it was a nice thing, like it's a frum Shmir Shadin. So the Chavetz Chaim turned it into halacha so people would realize that the rules, the laws, it's not optional, it's not take your pick if you want, there are laws to it, it's a chiyuvim. So this tzaddik took the halacha of many areas of Ben Avraham Chaveh and wrote svarim on it. He wrote svarim, that svarim he has, he wanted to teach people that in Ben Avraham Chaveh, that it's not optional, it's not like the Tzimush HaShem, he shows different pshutim, he goes through the halacha. He wrote it like the halacha, he printed a few svarim. I've never seen him. I know Rav Perek also done. He spoke about them. He swore that this year printed. So we're very excited to hear him speak. And I remember the first thing he said was, like, it was almost funny. We were sitting on the edge of us, just really waiting for him. And he gets up and he says, he's an old man at Tzaddik, and he says that, I want to tell you the number one thing to me this week. The number one thing to me this week. And this, Rabbi said, everybody in the room has to work on. This is the number one thing to good me this week. And he said, get enough sleep at night. Getting enough sleep, that's what he's saying. And to me, the Yisrael is very deep. Now, the getting the sleep is also but Eitzah. The Eitzah is an aside, but the Yisrael is this Chazal. People come with kindness today till tomorrow. People have kindness, their kindness on their parents, their mothers, their brothers, their wife, their cousins. I don't want to say 99%, it's probably 100%. For argument, it's called 99%. The kindness is in a bad mood. You're a tzaraim right now. So you can come up and you call people have goyness to have tainus on yanim. You're tired now, Pashut. This because it's tired, it's one area. The eggs were burnt that morning. The tzoma wasn't so good. So you come with tainus. I'll tell you a nice of the rabbin. This week's parasha says, Eschata'ayin imazbir. It says he mentioned his sins. It's in Yonah B'yam to mention your sins. I don't know what this. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Okay. I wanted to say, Bram, there's a small story. This guy, my niece, Meisen Choyen, maybe not my own. I'll tell you what Meisen happened to me. I'll say, Bram, as embarrassing as it is, I'll tell you, Bram, a thought that I have. I've worse than time was. You shouldn't think that this is my bad friend. Oh, this is worse. No, I'm much worse. I wouldn't tell you this. I'm telling you this as something that happened to me just on this point of kindness. I want to tell you what it means. And Rabbi said, all our kindness are this way. All. 100%, and you're going to all think our kindness are different, our kindness on our parents, our grandparents, all this way. I want to tell you my sister, Haya. It's a funny story. This happened a couple of weeks ago in Yeshiva. I don't like missing cheer. If I should feel, you have to stand by the bottom. I don't like missing cheer. And I had to go to New York early in the morning, 6 in the morning, and I thought, I very much thought I'd be back at 6 in the morning. I went with another buff, we went 6 in the morning, we had to pick something up from the airport, so I thought the latest, I'm picking the person up at 6, we got to 10 at 6, the latest we back here is by 10, a 4-hour trip, which is unheard of, 4 hours in the airport, the latest process, we back at worst 10 o'clock, at worst, so that's what we thought. We didn't know, well, I didn't know all the details. The person's car was locked down. The car is a whole secret burn, a whole secret burn for another time. And the kids had burns, we stuck there for hours. And we didn't get back. I had an issue. We got back at this year. Already I was frustrated. Like this Bama said, I'd only an hour of sleep at night. See, obviously, I'd leave very late, very early in the morning. So, both myself and the Bama had very little sleep, an hour of sleep. And we went in. And we missed you. It was very frustrating. We stuck in New York a long time. And we missed you. So on the way back, I knew I'd miss here. I called the younger man, very close to the younger man, about Chesed. About Chesed to ask him to say this year. He told me he thought about it, he called back, he couldn't say this year. He told me he would arrange that somebody would say this year for me. I'm not saying this year, say no arrange. So he told me somebody will say this year. So I said, oh, thank you so much. I told him maybe some options. I said a few of the colors of life, a few of the day in here. I said that maybe he could ask to say this year. About 10 minutes before I came, before I got in, I was still in the car, and somebody called me up. I think it was ready after she. I was on the way to Mincha. We came straight here to Mincha. We came back down Mincha. We're coming straight to Mincha. So somebody called me up that a Bacher said this year. A Bacher said this year. The Chosh of Bacher in Yeshiva said this year. And in my mind, total exonus, but this is in my mind, I was upset. Because I felt I did not want to call you the man, just think practically more would hold the button. It would more hold the button, nothing your level was developing. Just that's the next, you know. The button feel calling the man, maybe they feel his wife and kids are at home, he's still saying she has to always come if he's doing whatever reason. Whatever reason, that's just the nature that a calling man saying she is more likely that the button would stay, that the button and the shield would turn off rise to come. True or not, that was in my head. So I felt that it wasn't a chlayus. I had a time on the call in the mind for asking the bach. I told you to ask a few younger life. I gave you a job. And I pushed it. This was late on us. This is now a sleep of frustration. And I had a time in my mind. I felt it was wrong that he asked the bach. When I got to Yeshiva, he came to Yeshiva. So I asked a bach how was here. I used the first bach I met. He said I wasn't an engineer. So then I asked the next guy. You see, my taina, my late son is the shiur. I'm not. You see, because he asked the bach. So I asked the next guy, how is shiur? I wasn't an engineer. The third, I asked three guys in a row. And they all said they weren't an engineer. So by now, the Torah sets you up perfectly. I met those three guys on the way to Mincha. Mom is from the holy, walking from the parking lot to the Shemayah to Mincha. So I came down to Shemayah Street, and Mom said, I felt I had a good time on Mishnah. I asked the Bach, I asked him to do it, and I said explicitly, I said who to ask. And the Bach is from the Chasr Bach from Yeshiva, but I had this in my mind, and I felt that a time. And I planned after Mincha to go up to the guy. I told my tiny, it's halacha. If you have a tiny, it's a little place to tell him. My sister said, you can go over there, so you can get a chiyuv. So I thought, tell the guy, I've done it before, it's not a big deal. You tell me, I was fuming, I was frustrated. I felt that here you asked to do a job, and I told you who to ask, I asked you who to ask. If you couldn't do it yourself, tell me my Mishigas and I did. Okay. Kids had burden, but I knew you could have a mess like that. You know, turn to Hashem, and Hashem, please, you move that kind of. You don't dive like that. It's very fat kind of. So you can't dive in a minute like that. So the Chazah stopped, the Shiva started with it. And I waited to start Mincha just to, as a check. And I realized myself before Mincha, such a late Shamas. And I realized most of our times, all our times are that way. The time is too good. Instead, talk of this person did your taiva. You got somebody to say the shir for you. And he asked the chasr bach who did a great job to say shir. And you just have to do money like a doctor's authority. That's not even true. That's chaloimus. Talk about chaloimus is the gosha. You money the doctor's. And I realize it's totally chalas. You're tired. You had a frustrated morning. So you're charayim. So you're looking for kindness. You're money somebody for this. And you know what would be, if I would go up to the guy afterwards, if I would have gone up to him and said, I have a time on you, here you got a bar, I would have explained. If the guy would have said, he would have asked Mechil, and he would have said he learned the lessons, and more responded. The late Sonnes could have even looked real. That's the nature of Taina. You can present that you have a brilliant Taina on this one or that one, and you can be Mazvin. It looks very real. You look very... I would have said the Taina. I thought before Mincha. I'm going to tell him the Taina. Wow, he even thanked me. You taught me something. My Leitzanus, you're becoming real when you have Taina. You become Mamish and genius. You come up with... everybody's about Muslim. On Taina's on Yemen, you become Mamish. You come up with Dainus. The way he did it was so wrong. And you're deeply wrong, and you have a whole head. People have this burden why their parents did wrong to them growing up. You have a whole sheet, and they figured it out. You have immense, you're becoming William. When you're child, you become a genius. And people can learn from you. You could write books based on it. You could write books, people to their wives and their husbands could write books on it. Neighbors, my father's world, you get to hear things. But you want to hear, you're holding ears, you still hear it. You hear things, what goes on, fights, neighbors won't talk to each other for 15 years. In Luyish the Tainas, they're going them. On their own lives, they should be so mocked like they're mocked on Yenim. Mamish, the document, a document, a document, they're a total chaloyim. But that's when it comes to Tainas, Sarayim. If we're in a bad mood, we look for Tainas. We have Tainas. People have Tainas in a day, Mamish. Like Mamish, the guy, it's amazing, the doctor, you live with such darkness. Show me that person. I want to meet the guy who, in his own life, for treating others, lives with such darkness. Who makes, I want to see Kalis, I'm thinking on this guy, this doctor, when he's asked the sleepless, he should have thought that maybe he got, like, I want to see who lives like that, like, it's like, honest, that's the nature. That's the nature of kindness, is with Sarai, and it's from our own faults. Called a Paiso, Vemumar Paiso. When a person has his own faults, that's the glass that looks at the world. You put on glasses that are red, you have tinted red glasses. It looks like, why is the world red today? Buddy, because you're wearing red glasses. When you're tinted on people, you're wearing glasses that are very dark and gloomy. A guy woke up in a bad mood, his breakfast wasn't the way, he's used to having fruity pebbles. And he woke up, and he comes to the cabinet, there's a dog in it, and his wife used up the last fruity pebbles. Now he's really gracious. So he's walking, he puts on the gracious glasses. He now has the anger glasses on, and the next thing his wife does, boom, she gets it. Boom, the time is... And he's right, he looks right always. The amazing thing is you always look right. When you're on the aggressive, the timing guy, you always look right. I would have sounded so smart to go up to the guy. You'd sound brilliant. You'd go up to the guy and you'd say, you really sound like... have a point there. And you should go up to him. By the way, if you can't be Michael, the halacha is you should go up to him and the fight will end. He'll think you're a tzaddik. You did the mitzvah, but you have mitzvah d'oraisa, by the way. The best thing to do is to realize that your tainus looks honest. That's the best thing. So are there real tainus in the world? Rarely. You said those are the tainus. You was I don't want to. Are there real? I'm not going to stand here today. There's no tainus in the world. People do bad things. People wrong us. There's such a thing. In a case where it's a real taina, go up to the guy. That's the raisha. He says, well, it's just a chichabum of effort. Don't hate your friend in your heart. Tell him you hate him. Go up and taina. Go up and tell the guy, be a man. I tried, be a man. What was the last thing David HaMelech called Shlomo? The last thing he told before David HaMelech was Nifter. The chizak of Yisraelis, be a man. He didn't say be a tzaddik, he didn't say be an angel, be a man. Be manly. Go up to the guy, tell me you have a taina. If it's a real taina, tell the guy you have a taina. Walk up to somebody and tell me you have a taina. And the best thing is you don't have to tell him if you're Michael. Not if you're Michael. If you're Michael, you really inside cock and tell him. And the fight will end. He'll apologize or speak it out. I know you'll argue it out. I know you'll even decide that maybe we should be roommates. We're too different. But you'll work it out. There's no problem. That's the best thing to do. It's the only thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And I'm not like this. But the first thing is try your own self to realize your time is expensive. You're tiny, doctors for money, people are human beings. We do the same thing every third minute, we do the same thing that we're tiny on them. That's what Chazal says. Chazal said that when the person has good, is the Seder, when he has his good glasses on, you may say the years are good. See, so he sees out good looking cows. Those same cows, that's what Chazal say, those same good looking cows, if it was bad years, you wouldn't see as good looking. Those said the same cow, it's the same third. The same cow, the same cow, same butter, the same cow. When it's good look, when it's good years, it's just good looking cows. And it's bad years, if things aren't well, you never see them as good looking cows. That's the nature. When you put on glasses that are red, you see a red world. That's the nature. You have to know that our time is, you woke up in the wrong set of beds. Let's go back to sleep. Stop timing, sleep 2 hours, and then think about it, and the time makes any sense. Who doesn't? That's the nature of kindness. God nice in this theory, God nice and nice and nice. Afterwards, I went up to the guy after I said, thank you so much. I realized that it didn't use a thank us the taiva, and he apologized that he himself didn't. The guy was a velt sad that he apologized he himself didn't say he really wanted to say. It was hard for him at a different time. He wants to know if he could say, or he wants to be the person to be, yes, he'll say. The guy was a tzaddik. Instead of a curse of tzaddik, which I owed him, it's amazing. Instead of a curse of tzaddik, you owe the guy, you come with kindness. The kindness, plus it, zahachach, look at it. You become illuminous. Every guy is an illuminous. When it comes to kindness, I'm all illuminous. Illuminous, and we really come up with the Kabbalah definition. The sheer mice he learned was not, he could share story after story, but this is, people don't talk to their brothers for years, doctors may not doctors their money on the guy. Mom is nothing their money on the guy. Families are broken up, they don't talk. People have families and their wife, she does this to me, she does that. Wife on her husband, he does this to me, doesn't do this to me. And the parents, they're always in there, they're sheeters, and you develop it as a sheeter, and you can't do the riots to your sheeters. The Yitzhahara is good at that. When I walked into yeshiva, it's unbelievable that he sent three guys wearing a chair. That's quite, he brings you rallies to yeshivas. And you hold its mom is proven and things keep being consistent with that. And our advice is to learn to be big people. Be big people. The chazak of Yisraelish, big people might be Michael. My mother has hanging on our refrigerator door from Levshach. Levshach said, it's in his wrist, and he said, Kol Yomai Dutarti. The af pam where you started to. All my life I was Nevater. All my life I was Nevater, and I didn't lose even once. All my life I was Nevater. Nevater doesn't, there's a difference between Jeter and being Michael. The word to be Nevater means not a Michael, like a Tain and a Michael. Nevater means nobody didn't do anything to me. It's garnished. Jeter, it's garnished. He says, Kol Yomai Vitarti, the af pam where you started to. My whole life I was Nevater, people. I was always Nevater, I never had Tainers. I never lost once. You never lose one, and yet kindness, you live with frustration, you live with tenseness, you live with a small, petty existence. Kindness on this one, kindness on that one. You live a petty, small existence. And the guy who learns from the Michael people, you know, such a freeing experience. He's Michael people, he walks around, he's happy, he's tiny with tiny smelling. Cocking away. It's the Seder. Seder, Seder, Seder. This is something Abai said we have to work on. We have to make sure we're healthy people. We have to make sure enough sleep to me is only a dogma. But that's also the dogma. Get enough sleep. I mean, you should be good. That's a good dogma. But it means in general to be healthy people. If you find you have tainas with too many people, if you find you have one taina, that means there's a little wrong with you. It's a little bit, you're a little too glitch, a little gross. If you find you have two, if you find you have many tainas, start learning a little more. Start, you know, work on yourself. Get yourself a little savour. Get yourself filled up. Maybe correct that for yourself. Maybe you need to eat a better breakfast. I'm always guys kind of not eating enough food, he's hungry. A lot of times are hungry more tighter on people. That's close. A lot of times the guy still needs to better start and he needs to feel good about himself. You have to get sick to work. If you see that kinds of people, don't worry about them so much. Just work on getting more happy. How are you getting more happy? Filling up your day with more productive. Maybe your day's not productive. Maybe you're not doing, maybe you have to play a little pool. Maybe you need some more fun things in your day. Try also. Whatever it is, some things with you that you're too tense. If you had days of Shavua, that's what it says in the Shazal. And if you have days of Shavua, then it looks, your face matters. Things look very pretty around you when you're happy. It's a very colorful and bright world when you're happy. When you feel good, when you have years of Shavua, good feeling years. So all of what you put that time just to make sure things are fakir. Make sure you're more Shavua, you're more fulfilled. You're more full. Then days of Shavua, you'll stop having time and stop being bad. But I'm changing it. Just give me your perception. Father, look at your glasses. The Lord will be saved. You'll see a rosy, beautiful world. Beautiful, beautiful world. Full of your face matters. Full of beautiful pictures and beautiful things. Beautiful cows. Even a cow is beautiful to you. When Yisra Tzadik interprets the dreams, he tells Paray to get somebody else, to get somebody, to point somebody to run the train, to find out like some sort of financial minister of the country, to run the train during the years of plentiful, during the good years, in order that during the years of hunger there should be a lot of food. So he says to Paray, find somebody in Ish Novam B'chacham. So Paray responds to Yosef HaTzadik, Vayomer Paray O Yosef, Achli Yedia L'Kim O'Shash calls us, now that Hashem told you all this, a Novam B'chacham Kamoicha. There's no, but no, I'll first read the Pasuk Shat in the Chumash, and then I'll tell you Rashi. And we'll discuss why did Rashi learn the Pshute. So, Paray says to Yosef, now that Hashem told you all this, Einava Mechacham Kamaycha, there is nobody as smart as you. That's what Pasuk says. By Yonah Paray, after Yosef interprets the dreams and says, appoint a smart guy to run the country, so he says, now that Hashem told you all this, there's nobody as smart as you. But Pasuk Shat, that's any first grader, second, third, and on, would read the Chumash, that's how you read the Chumash. But Hashem told us we're so smart. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Zot Rashi, and Pasuk Lamates, Zot Rashi, it's Perak Namal Pasuk Lamates, a Novam B'chachem Kamaycha, Livakesh Ish Novam B'chachem Shamata, this that you said to look for a Novam B'chachem, Leimimsa Kamaycha, I haven't found anybody as good as you. So Rashi's Matzot the Pasuk. It says, a Novam B'chacham, this that you said to look at a Novam B'chacham, Kamaycha, I haven't found anybody like you. Why did Rashi learn that way? Why did Rashi learn simple pshat in the Pasuk? Now that Hashem told you all this, there's nobody as smart as you. Rashi doesn't learn that way. It's now that Hashem told you all this, and you told me to look for a Novam B'chacham, Kamaycha, I haven't found anybody like you. Why does Rashi butchers the Pasuk? Rashi takes a very simple pasuk and learns very unsimple pshat. This is not the derech Rashi. What did Rashi see? Not to learn very simple. Now that Hashem told you all this, I see there's nobody smart as you. So my father said pshat. I learned the hard way this pshat. I was speaking at a shevabrach. My brother shevabrach was this week's parsha Migdash, and I said a pshat. I asked this kashya to rabbin, and I said a pshat. My father said you didn't see Rashi. So I had seen, but I didn't realize that Rashi was referring to this kashya. I learned this pshat to Rabin, the hard way. My father told me pshat that what Rashi is saying is Rashi's bother the kasha is why what is Paray saying? Now that Hashem told you all this, I see there's nobody as smart as you. It's not a guy who's smart. If Hashem told them all this, you don't have to be smart. It could be done, but Hashem told them all this. Yosef tells Paray, Biladai, it's not me. Hashem Yana Shlantar. Hashem's going to take the dream. It's not me. Biladai. The first thing Yefetzai says, Pari, it's not me. So Pari says, now that Hashem told you all this, I see there's nobody as smart as you. That's a simple reading the pasuk. The problem is that Hashem told him all this, it doesn't mean he's smart. You don't have to be very smart. Hashem told him, and he knows that God told him. So that's what Rashi's bothered by in simple chat in the pasuk. Now that Hashem told you all this, I see there's nobody as smart as you. This doesn't prove you're smart. Hashem told you this, it could be dumb. Who said you're good for this job of financially supervising the country? It's a very tough job. Ask Alan Greenspan. I'm sure it's not easy running a country. He's the guy in America who does the finances. It's not easy running a country. He's the head of the Fed. It's not easy running the country. So Yezhak, I see you, now that Hashem told you all this, I see there's nobody as smart as you. How is it so smart? So on the other Rashi learns, Rashi learns, now that Hashem told us, so I'm supposed to, you told me to look for another Chacham, by the way, he's nobody as smart as you. He's not saying because Hashem told you, actually I see you're smart, I don't show you're smart. So Rashi's by learning the simple shot in the pasuk. I have a passage them that I don't know the answer. If somebody would tell me the answer. I just want to share a question with them that I would like. If somebody saw something, I looked around, but I didn't see anything on this. I don't know pshat. I want to share with you the kasha. It says that Yosef HaTzadik says you keep Shimon back, he retains Shimon, and he says the only way you can have food is if you bring your other brother. They said there's a brother Binyamin, the only way you can have food is if you bring your other brother Binyamin back with you. So they go back to Yaakov Avinu, and they tell Yaakov the story. And he said, bring back the younger son, you'll get that Shimon, that'll really prove that you're not Meradim, otherwise I think you're spies. So Yaakov Avinu says, no way, I'm not sending him at you. Oisi, shikaltem, yosid enenu, v'shimon enenu, v'shinyom, v'kochu, alai hayu kulana. There's too much for me to bear, I'm not sending him back. Reuven promises, let my two sons die if I don't bring them back to you. And he says, no, they're not going back. They're not going back, I refuse. Then if something go on, the starvation gets even worse. V'arav kavid ba'aretz. The starvation gets even worse. And there's plus or nothing less than the house to eat. So Yehuda goes back to, so Yaakov says to Yehuda, bring us food. Now Stam, this is not the question I wanted to ask you. It looks like Yaakov forgot that they have to send their brother. Yaakov says, bring us food. They already told him that we can't go back there unless we have our brother. So Yehuda says, nope, the man said, don't come back unless you have a brother with you. And if you don't send, don't come back. Then Yaakov says to Yehuda, he says, Lama harayshem li lahari l'ish ha'oy b'chemach. Why did you bad to me? Why were you so dumb? You shouldn't have offered information that wasn't asked of you. Don't offer information if you're not asked. Why in the world were you so unsmart to say, why did you say you have another brother? But Yehoyim Yisrael, Lama harayshem li lahari l'ish ha'oy b'chemach. Why did you tell the man that you have another brother? So just push it out, everybody said, why didn't Yaakov even tell you this earlier? Why? Yaakov gives a muster, a very good muster. I saw that civilians is Muslim rebellious. Don't tell them, don't be in the guardian's face, don't tell them too much. Be quiet. In the guardian, the Yid should always be very quiet and go. He says, that's what the Lashon Yisrael. Yisrael always refers to Yaakov in his glory. This is the mind of Yaakov, of Klal Yisrael, the Nesiv says, that don't go around blathering about ourselves. We shouldn't be too much in the public eye. We should be still. We shouldn't be seen all around. You just be quiet and go. So he says, why did you tell him? What did you offer information? You were stop talking. Why did you offer information? You had a brother. You weren't asked. So he gives the muster. I just don't, simple shot. Why didn't he say this muster the first time? The first time the brothers came back and they told Yaakov the story and they said, we have to bring the nominees and you can't bring him. No muster, Shmuz. The starvation gets worse. Then Yaakov is to say, get us, go down the sign. Yehuda says, we can't go unless we bring our brother. Then Yaakov Avinu says the Moshe Shmuz. Yaakov Avinu says, why in the world did you do something like that? Why did you offer information that you weren't answering? This Pasuk Shan Tzukim, I don't know why this Moshe Shmuz wasn't given the first time. Can anybody see anything on this? Or can anybody have a chat? Somebody over Shabbos maybe comes up to her. I don't know, this Musa Shmuz seems to me it should have been given right away. You have to be Hajj's time right away, L'chayim. The only way to tell the Shabbos of it? Okay, they want to give Musa right away. 10 times. Right here. You want to give Musa, you hold on to Musa. Give it later on, not the Shabbos cast. Yes, Yankov? So Yaakov says he hoped not to send it back. What bothers me is it's a good Musa Shmuz anyway. Yaakov and Elchai, even if Yaakov didn't do it to Stan because he needs it now, he's telling Musa Shmuz. It's a good, this on the Hogan they should know anyway. The Mitzvah learns this on the Hogan with Darius. The Mitzvah learns that he's slow, he's pulling the Klai off of Darius. It's not a good on Hogan. So it's funny. So Yaakov says, it's true, Yaakov's right, that only now it's relevant. Why do you do it? But Yaakov is not Stan, he's Yaakov Dino. The fear of is not Stam that said it then, he's giving them a Musa Shmuz. It's a Musa Shmuz. He gave Musa Shirim. And in this Musa Shir, he was telling them, why do you do this? He's giving them advice. This advice, I don't know why he waited till now. I don't know the answer. There's more, maybe we'll speak more in the class. You'll see, if I want to speak a little, the Aftera, I'm pushing not positive. I don't think we read this Aftera. The normal Aftera of Miketz. You know what Aftera, I was looking, we only have an old Luach. I don't think we read this Aftera. Okay, I think there's a Chanuk Aftera. Is that correct, Ezra? Yes, we did one. I think there's a second one. There's another one. The normal Aftera of Miketz. I want to speak, it's something Ezra and I have, the old Shiloh's hours. Ezra and I have been handling this for a long time, probably for close to a year. We've been talking on and off about this story in the Miketz. I have to take up that period. It's normal in Miketz. And we'll excuse that. I don't think this year we read it, but everybody knows a famous story. I want to talk a little about it, tell you something in the first one. Tell you one Nakud, one strong Nakud in the story. It's a very interesting story that everybody's heard over. It's in Malachim. It's in Malachim Aleph Perek Gimel. And the following famous story is spoken of. Two ladies come to Shlomo HaMelech, and they have a fight. I'm going to tell you the basic story again. I'm going to ask everybody to look inside. I'm going to read the story. I'm going to show you a beautiful Malvin, how to learn up the story. But the basic outside, the basic story is two ladies come to Shlomo HaMelech, and they both claim, they both lived in a room, and they lived in the same house, and they both claimed they each had a child. And one was Nifter, and one was alive, and each one claimed that the child who was alive was their child. Each one claimed that the child who was alive is their child. And Shlomo, the basic story, Shlomo HaMelech said, okay, so they said, what should we do? Who gets the child? So Shlomo HaMelech said, let's check the child in half. We'll cut the child in half, give one half, one to you, one half to you, one half to you. And the true mother said, no, give the kid away, just give it to the other lady, don't check it. The one who was lying said, it wasn't really her child, said, kill the child, say to shech the name. So Shlomo HaMelech said, the real mother's mother said, give it away, a mother would have pity on her child, that's the real mother. That's the basic story. I want to read it inside. If somebody could bring some chumash, we'll read that to you inside. Here, that's how you practice new cakes, and we'll go through the story of the Fujiukim of the Malvin. It is as follows. We'll start with Pasuk Yitzayim. It's in the third Pasuk Yitzayim. V'atoymer ha'isha ha'achas. This one lady says, Be Adoni, please my master, she said to Shlomo HaMelech, Aniva isha ha'zoish, me and this lady, and Shevis Babais. The one talking is the Toyim. In English it's called the plaintiff. The one who sues is the plaintiff. What's that called? Mm-hmm. Who's the one, the plaintiff? What's the other guy called?
Defendant.
So the plaintiff, the Taveya, it's just important to get the story, exact details of the story. The plaintiff, the Taveya, came and said, me and the, she talks first. She's timing. You can't listen to the defendant yet, you don't know what the time is. There's a lady who has a baby. See, one person's holding on to the baby. The defendant was holding the baby. The baby was hers. And a plaintiff came and suing for what? For a baby. She's suing for the baby. So the lady says, Diadani, please, my master. Aniva Isha Zais, me and this lady, Yeshevis Babayas Echad. We dwell in the same house, the Eilet Ima Babayas. And I gave birth with her in the house. Her pointer in the same house, and there was nobody else in the house. Vahi Vayoyim Ashlisha, the third lilidity to my birth, to me giving birth. Vatele Gam Isha Zais, she also had a baby. I gave birth first, then 3 days later she had a baby. Vanachnu Yachta were together in Zari Tanu. Nobody was with us in the house. This is very crucial to the kindness. This is very important. Ein Zari Tanim. There was nobody with us, and she changed, she repeated twice that we Yachta in the house. She meant nobody ever comes into that house. We're very separate. They're not, there's no maids who come in. You'll see that's very crucial. Ein Zari Tanim. Nobody ever comes in. Only us two in the house. She said it 3 times. She's being magdish. She's stressing the fact that nobody ever comes in this house. It's me and her and nobody else. We're very much alone. We don't have, I guess there are no husbands coming. There was very nice, there are no husbands coming in. They were very much alone. People, there's no cleaner, no maid, nothing. We're alone. Vayomas ben Aisha Zunsh. This lady, the defendant's son died. Laila Shachvala, the night she laid on her, she said that she lied down on top of the baby, suffocating the baby, she tried to start the nurse, and at night she somehow went on top of the baby and suffocated and killed the baby. So she died. This lady, the defendant's baby, died. Vatakum b'saycha laila, and she got up in the middle of the night. Vatikach is b'ni me'etzli. She took my son from near me. She said me actually, she's saying, I'm not as guilty. She slept on top of the baby. By me, the baby's eight-year-old, his neck is near me. I don't put him too closely. I don't want to crush the baby. So she took the child actually. V'amoscha yishena, and your maidservant, myself, was sleeping. V'atishkiveyu b'cheka, and she lied down the baby in her arms, in her lap. That's b'no hames, and her dead son, hishkiva b'cheki, she put in my lap. So she switched. While I was sleeping, her son had died. She switched her son for my son. Now the significance earlier in the story, she said, I gave birth 3 days ago. She gave birth today. Why is that so significant? She means that I was able to tell the difference between two children. They weren't on the same day. Mine is older. She's saying, you're wondering, how do I know it's not my kid? I was sleeping. How do I know she switched it? The answer is, I recognize my kid's 3 days old, hers is 1 day old. It's very simple to recognize. Even if you'd say, son, I wouldn't recognize my own kid. 3 days, I 3 days also. 3 days later, I already got used to my child. 1, 2, they were different ages. 3 days and 1 day, there was a difference.
Child used to be next.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, also the cheka, it's a good. As you tie, she put it in the wrong place. She put it in. It was a different place. It's also right. It used to be next to me, and I woke up and said my. Because she's used to sleeping with her cheka. There's the tainezi. Va'akum ba'biker, and I got up in the morning lahenik eskini to nurse my son. V'hine mesh, my son wasn't alive. V'esbainin ila ba'biker, I thought about in the morning. V'hine loy hayu b'ni asher lag, this was not my son. Once you think about either Ezri's kinda that the baby was in the wrong place, or she thought about this is not a 3 day old, 1 day old baby. She could tell the difference. Or she thought about she realizes this is not the wrong kid, this is not my kid. So this is the end of the plaintiff. That's the plaintiff's kinda. So that lady holding the baby is not her baby, it's my baby. She took it from me. Now the defendant speaks. V'atomer ha'isha acheres. The defendant says, "No, it's not true. Ki b'ni achai u'b'nei chamesh. My son is alive u'b'nei chamesh, and your son's the one who died." V'zoy shemeres. Now listen to this. The lady repeats again. The plaintiff, v'zoy shemeres. The plaintiff talks again. Now listen to this. The plaintiff says, "No, ki b'nei chamesh. Your son is dead." And my son's alive. They spoke in front of the king. Now the Olam noticed the following obvious deity in the Pesukim. The defendant says what Rabbi says, my son's alive. Lai. Says no. Ki b'niachai, my son's alive and your son's dead. I hear switch. My son's alive. The kid's alive is mine. The plaintiff repeats and says, your son is dead. And my son's alive. And they speak in front of the king. Why the change in order? They changed the order. The plaintiff says, your son is dead, my son's alive. The defendant says, first, my son's alive, second, your son's dead. Why did they switch the order, Rabbi Shai? You notice the switch in order? The plaintiff saying, first, your son's dead. The dead one's yours, and the live one's mine. The plaintiff says to the defendant, the dead one's yours, the live one's mine. The defendant says, the live one's mine, the dead one's yours. First, the live one's mine. Well, why does it in order?
One was thinking about the other one, one was thinking about themselves.
So we'll get that French time. The first one to say Pasuk Seth. We'll get that French time. Pasuk Seth is how did the plaintiff know, how did the plaintiff know that her kid is the live one? Remember, the live one was held by the mother, the rightful mother. How does the other one claim that she knows the live one's hers? She never says, I recognize, she's not saying, I don't know if she said, I recognize that kid. I recognize the dead one's not mine. She never says, I recognize that one. Never in the plaintiff's time, she says, look at that kid, I see his mine. She doesn't claim to say that she sees it's hers. She's saying that the dead one I know is not mine. Either like Ezra said, he's in the wrong position, or like I'm saying, I just know it's not the right age. She never says, I recognize the other one's mine. She knows the dead one's not hers. Now maybe it's an outsider switch. That's why she started, because nobody else in the house, nobody ever comes in the house. All her real time is the dead one's not mine. Oh, Bazai, the stubborn live one is mine. That's why she first says the dead one's not mine. That's her whole time. She does not know the live one is hers. The dead one I know is not mine. The live one is mine by pastoral relation. The dead one's not mine. I know nobody ever comes to the house. So you could say maybe the maid switched. The dead one's not yours. Maybe it was switched for somebody else, but nobody else comes in the house. So her ikar tain is the dead one's not mine. The other lady, the defendant's ikar tain is, I know this kid's mine. I was holding the kid, although I don't know about your kid. I don't know if somebody switched from the house. I have no idea. The live one is mine. By pastoral elimination, the dead one has to be yours. That's not what I know. So each one sheds what they know. So that's very normal. Why didn't say what they shed? However, what is Shver, so that's really, what is Shver is though, is the defendant, watch what happens. The plaintiff says her taina. So good, when she said her taina, how she knew, she said her aichach, how she knew. How do I know the live one's mine? Because the dead one is yours, the other ladies. Okay. So she first says the dead one's the other ladies, that's her proof. Oh, but it's not that the live one's mine. The other lady said it's not true. She said her proof, they both say their proofs. But then the plaintiff answers back. Now when you fight back, you already said your proof. You don't repeat the proof. Now you're just fighting on that same claim. You both said your proof. Now you're just arguing it out. If you're arguing it out, what's your point? The live one's mine. No, the live one's mine. What are you fighting over? The live one. So if you're arguing it out, say the live one's mine. No, the live one's mine. The live one's mine. So forget your proof. Good, your proof I heard already. But when you're arguing it out, so when the plaintiff spoke back, when the plaintiff's first time, she said her proof. The dead one is the other lady's. That's my proof. This is like the live one's mine. The other one said, no, the live one's mine, and the dead one's yours. They both said the proof. No question, I lost him. But then the plaintiff says that, no! She should say, no, I want the baby. That's not what she says. She says, no. What does she say back? She says, no, the dead one is yours. Why'd you say that? Why did you say that? You already said your proof. Now you're fighting. That's not what your goal is to accomplish. And Shlomo HaMelech picked this up. And Shlomo picked up like a flying rose. Clearly, this lady wasn't interested in having the baby. That wasn't her main interest. She knew her baby was. Shlomo HaMelech says, lady's a liar. If her time when they're fighting back, let's forget the proofs. When the argument is, the one says, the baby, the liar's mine. One says, no, the dead one's yours, lovely. Why are you saying that? Say, no, the liar was mine. That's what you want. You want the child. Shlomo HaMelech understood teeth, that she said the dead one's yours, all she cares, a friend shouldn't have something she doesn't have. She lost the child. Her ikar tells us, it hurt her, this is her roommate, somebody they had a baby very close together, and it hurt her that she lost the child, but other didn't. So she didn't want the other person to have a child. So that's why she said, when she repeated it, she said her ikar tells. She said in Ikrita, that was on her mind. When a person thinks, they say. Very hard not to someone. It's hard to think they're not saying. Because in Ikrita Elis was your son, to the other lady, the one that was passed away, that's what she said to the other lady. So listen to Lushan out. It was amazing, dear. The Malvin's dear. Vayayim HaMelech. Zaysay Neres, listen to Shlomo repeats over their argument. And he repeats it over. Zaysay Neres, Zeb B'ni Achai, B'nei Chamesh. This one is saying, Zeb B'ni Achai. That the defendant is saying, my son is a live one, Ubin Chamesh, and your son is a dead one. The Zaysay Neres, and the Tayyim is saying, like B'nei Chamesh, B'nei Achai. And the defendant is saying, and the plaintiff is saying, Bin Chamesh, your son died, B'nei Achai. That's how Shlomel figured it out. Now, why does Shlomel just repeat that kindness? What is it? Melech Shahun. This one is saying, and he repeated it wrong. If you're repeating over their kindness, first you say the plaintiff's kindness, then the defendant's kindness. Shlomel switches around. He says this one saying, B'nei Achai, B'nei Chamesh. That's the defendant's kindness. Why does he say defendant's kindness first? He's repeating over, he's chasing what just happened. So you first say the plaintiff's kindness, you say defendant's kindness. The terrorist is showing Melch wasn't getting involved in the kindness, and he's figuring out his right. He's saying, This one says, B'nei Achai. This is noticing the malpurns. This one put first what they want, my son's alive. That's what she wanted. She wanted her son, who's alive. The other one's first thing is Bin Chamesh, the plaintiff. There's Stam and Akudi here also, that Shlomel who preached over their tainas, it doesn't say he thought it, but Yair Melech, but you could learn he said it to himself, it sounds like he said it to them, but Yair Melech, Zun Shemer, so he said it out loud. This one is saying, this is Stam an important midah, when somebody, if somebody comes to you for advice, there's a very important thing to do, it's very kedai, very important to do. Somebody gets the advice, you always repeat over what they said. If, I'm not talking about this, but yes, no, is it nice of him? Is it nice of him? No, so if somebody asks you a complicated thing, they want to know about themselves, it's very important to first you give confidence to the person you truly understood them. Second, well, you make sure you truly understood them. So you say, you're saying as follows. So your dilemma is as follows, that I understand properly. So I'm the point name. So I know the plaintiff's company repeats over their times that I understand it correctly. So I say, Mary, this one says, Ms. Dummy said it that people can hear, people can correct, did I get it right? Shlomo, the Chacham Mikol Adam doesn't just trust his Chacham, I'm brilliant, I understand. He repeats over. Okay, Zaysay Neres, this one is saying, if anybody can correct me, did I get it wrong? Did I understand properly? She's saying this, and she's saying this. He's saying that he wants to make sure he understands properly. Shlomo says, this one says this, this one says that. Then, Vayomer HaMelech Kechuli Charev, give me a sword. Vayavol HaCherev L'Pnei HaMelech, they bring the sword to the king. Then HaMelech said, Gizri HaSayelad, let us chop the child Achai L'Shinayim into two. The Snuas Achachi L'Achs of Achachi L'Achs will hand half to one and half to the other. Vatayma Isha Shevna Achai, the one whose son was alive, the defendant said, Elamel, Ki Nikmu Rachame, because her pity was aroused, she had a lot of pity, Albana, on a real son. Vatayma Biadayi, please my master, Tanula Sayolud. Give her the child Achai. Vameis Al Tamisu, don't kill him. Bahamas Al Tamisu, don't kill him. Please just give him away. The Zaysay Neres, the other lady says, Gam li gam lach la yeh. Gam li gam lach la yeh. It shouldn't be to me or to you. Gizru, cut him in half. But Ezzy and I have been handling for a long time, is we don't, Ezzy found the chat, maybe on the Shabbos, I'll share with Ezzy, it's Kedai. Why in the world is she, how dumb was she? Yeah, cut the child in half. First of all, what was she thinking? That Shlomo was thinking, Ezzy has a shtickle tire. But I will say as follows, the right lady says, give her the child, and she says, it shouldn't be to me or to you, cut in half. There's some another kasha here. The Radaki is the kasha. As well as other question is the kasha. Shlomel said to the right mother, the defendant says, give her the child. Hadash Malvin, it's hers! Hadash Malvin, you may agent on me. It's her child. It wasn't true, but Hadash Malvin, give her the child. She's right. She had pity, so she was my dear. It's the end of the case. So why did the lady who was the plaintiff say, oh, cut her in half, you just won! Go home, run! Take the baby and run, you just won! You just won! She was just my dear. That's how you go. Let's just take it, it's the court case. She said, you're right, right, sis. That she needs to say, by the way, if she says, if she was smart, she would say that. If she really had pity, that's... If she didn't say that, I would ask her, why didn't she say that? She really had pity, don't say, oh, okay, Shlomel, maybe give him... Well, Shlomel won't listen, that's the shock. If the shock is to cut in half, Shlomel's not going to listen. She says, you're right that the shock didn't, but don't do the shock things, I have pity on my real child. And Rosh Hashanah, this is the din that you're supposed to do. It's a Shabbat moment. Don't worry. It's halacha. So she did the halacha. She said, because she had pity, ki nit murachma, she said, give her the child. It's hers. Because she admitted. She said, okay, please, let's end this court case now. She wins. I admit all my sins. Mecharshit, that's what she was saying. That would be the only way to give it to the other one. You can't say it's really mine, but please give it. I hear you learning. Either way, it's the one. Good, I hear you learning. What would Shlomo Melech respond to that? Does she have a time and moment to do that? Could you say, let's say Bezer says Yechloike. So you say, no, I'm really ripe, I don't want a chalukah. So I'm masking, I'm giving you matana. So let's say, even like you, so, yeah, don't call Hadash Babin, so it's a matana according to you. So good, so let's all take the matana. Okay, Hadash Babin is according to Tzai speaks about it. Hadash Babin is a six dozen, according to us, just a matana also. It doesn't matter how to word it. Hadash Babin just means it's matana, it's the same name. Being Maiden saying, I'm really right, that's Hadash Babin doesn't mean I'm necessarily wrong. Hadash Babin is Tzai says matana, it's a shy as a neder, matana. Shiloh. The point of Hadash Babin is, Shiloh, you could have it. Even if I'm not, you could have it. She's saving the child. If otherwise, it wouldn't help that she's saying you're really right. Somehow it would have worked. Her time, she said, give him the child. So why didn't the other one who heard this say, great, I get the child, and run? She doesn't say that. The other lady says, the Zaysa Meres, Gamli Gamloch Layiyak, Zaray, cut him there, the Teretzes. When you're thinking something, Ezzy has another simple, other simple set on this. Ezzy has a very good simple story. He's going to share it out. I'm sorry? The Teretz, like Shlomo said, is when you're thinking something, that's how you act. It's very hard to think one way and act a different way. Ezzy has a good use of Shlomo Teretz. I don't want to say now. It's more of Berach HaJush. And the first one on the page, don't learn the story. Ezzy is a beautiful, with Yibum, you'll hear a beautiful Shlomo Teretz of Shabbos. I ask Ezzy please to say it over, to share them. It's a beautiful shekel. But a peep shot, I think what Shlomo said is the without any details of the story, is what when you're thinking one thing, it's very hard to change. You act what you're thinking. If you're thinking you hate it, a lot of times the truth comes out. In her mind, all she's thinking in her mind is, I don't want my friend to have the child. That's on her mind. All she's saying when she came. She never wanted her son. She had no connection to this kid. She's not trying to steal a stranger's kid. Go to the hospital and rob a kid. She's jealous of a lady who lives with her. And you see her lusting. It won't be to me or to you. The truth comes out. In her mind, she's going to that bedroom, thinking one thought and one thought only. My friend, the kach inside of her, that her friend has a child, but she lost a child. It's very painful. It's a very painful thing. Exceedingly painful. It's no joke. It's an exceedingly painful thing. This is real human nature. This is not necessarily what she's criticized. That's human nature. It cocked inside, it's she lost a child, her friend has a child. It was burning inside of her. So she says, in her mind, she's going, I think she's going to get a child. Okay, I'll get the child. That's only your child died, she says to the lady. Your child is dead. Mainly you'll be the live one. It's only not my main tayelis. Okay, she'll even be willing to raise the child that her friend shouldn't have the child. So on that, because she's thinking that way, so even when she ready wins, that's what blurts out. That's not when she's, you just won, hello, you won the case, don't say it. She blurts out, the other one says, give her the child, she blurts out, it shouldn't find either of us. That's all she's thinking. That's what's on her mind. Well, Hagam, you're right, she should have realized she already won. But all that's on her mind coming into Bezer, and that's what comes out of her, is what's on her mind. So on her mind, blurts out, it shouldn't be me. The other one here, Martha still doesn't like it. Martha says, that's very much you. Come on, she wouldn't be so dumb. You'd be surprised when a person's thinking about something, but a person, that's what's on their mind, that's what comes out. The deeper many times comes out, what's on your mind many times. So, but Martha, you'll like Ezra's chat, Ezra's a different chat, why she said it. But according to this chat, Shlomo's chat, since it was on her mind, that's what comes out. So she, Mela says, this I don't understand, this is beyond me. I could understand that I'm willing to accept that she says that what comes out that she's still tiny, even though the other one said, go to you. How should a human being be so dumb to say, cut in half? We would not fall for it. I try to picture myself, the bad news, we can all picture, so we picture, okay, really, this is what she wanted. But Stan, what was she thinking? In her mind, what was she what sense to make? Someone's going to kill a child and do a tzicha? I'm not sure that I don't know. So you're going to see here, this is where I get one of the very extreme, to say the mustard to the extreme, that because you're thinking something, so you're badly stupid. This is a little, I don't know, Pshat. It bothers me, the extremeness of it bothers me, that a lady sitting there, see, I cut it in half. Come on. You can say it goes very extreme. Listen, people's arms, bad news can go extreme. All I'm using to answer is that she already won, why is she still timing? That idea very stark. You're thinking something, you have to express. But to the extreme that it went is mind-boggling to me.
Well, isn't that the case? I mean, her child just died also. Her one-year-old baby just died. I'm saying now.
She's standing under stress. Under stress.
I'm saying, you're my baby died. Your baby died.
Yeah. It's very extreme. It could be. The extreme could happen. Listen, under the rest, like Brian said, it could be. You should never. The chronic subalpine. You should never be able to fathom something like. It's hard. A little hard to fathom. That extreme, even as his chat won't answer. When we start with that, even that extreme, I know with the Yidu, she wants it, that she still doesn't answer anything so dumb. Nobody's concerned about not committing a treason. What was his trick? Sure enough, his trick that makes sense. He basically tricked him. He said cut in half as a trick. If I was sitting in that room, I wouldn't be tricked. I don't think so. So he said, I'll cut the baby in half. Okay, what's up here? You know, I don't know. Like, you would think that it was Chayim Nisa. Oh, did you learn it on video? Oh, wait. So somebody had to make the baby Chayim Nisa, so you didn't make the baby Chayim Nisa. Good. She wants him, but it doesn't make sense. Why was she thinking? She wasn't thinking? Yeah. What was she thinking? Certain others said, why would he kill the baby? I don't have a chat. Even as you won't, right now, maybe by Shabbos comes. So we have two caches for them to come up with. I'm not clear. We're not laying this week. If somebody could come up with a chat, why Shlomo HaMelech? Don't think about it during that time, because I don't think it was later. That will be in for a chat. I don't miss. I didn't count it as a second. Pretty sure. But if somebody comes up with a chat over here, what should else happen with Shlomo? I didn't see him first. Did you see any of them first, Martha? I don't know if that would let her have me, but the Nakuda, the selfishness that comes out from the point of Nakuda, and if I could stress the same thing being I am playing. If I could stress the same minion, this the Musa Shabbai is vital the same minion alike to be an ayatollah, to want good for others. And again, you see the same thing, the same lesson that she had bad for herself, that she wants bad for other person. The same thing we discussed, the same glasses, that the person who has bad for themselves is a little down with bad for others. And what's the Musa to us? The Musa to us is we recognize that it's three quarters of the battle. If we know already that the reason why we're wanting bad on the enemy, we're tiny on the enemy. And we're coming to a place because we had bad, something that will, then we can just cheer ourselves up, and say, smile, let's go, okay, stop being such a negative, pick yourself up, and look at this Ayin Tayyib. If you want to know, is Ayin Tayyib a Chassidus? Is Ayin Tayyib a Chassidus to have a positive view? Is that a Chassidus to be a positive person? So like, okay, the person, I'm a negative guy by nature. Maybe it will be positive, I'm negative by nature. What, is that an Indian to change? Is it a chesedus toiv ayin, it's a minor or it's a necessity? So I just don't understand how it's possible. Chanukah's toiv lohegis Hashem is ha'ol vaydah. How can you mahal Hashem? You're a negative person. You don't see, when the person is negative, all of a sudden Hashem's makana sees positive. Mukhoi the neyev brachas b'chol yayin. A negative person is good. The mukhoi to have shown bias. The Rambam says, asher la'akseh. The Rambam says for a husband, asher to ever be shared. The Rambam, the Hilchishas, Asher La'akshei, how are you going to keep that one? Negative person, it's not going to be said. That's the negative person, he's down, he's negative. There are many in the curse, it's not mutter. It's not allowed. Asher, not allowed. It's not an optional thing. First of all, yourself, be more active, more positive person, be an ayin tayyib, to want good fathers, to see good fathers. You see a chavi, get something new, you should be full of simple. How do you come to it? How do you come to it? The answer is, well, this is the answer. Sometimes you say an answer. The answer, not an answer. This usually you don't say this. Maybe other answers. The answer is become happy with yourself. Become happy with yourself. You have to quickly, that's very important. You can't do it. You're unhappy with yourself. That's the chazal, this is parsha. If you're unhappy with yourself, the world won't look nice. You got to get nicer glasses. Spend the money. It's kedai. Buy nicer glasses. It costs $1 million. You need the good pair of glasses. It's not a luxury. You'll be blind otherwise. You'll be over too many things. You won't be able to say Nei Brachas Kol Yayin. You won't be able to say Ha'ol Vaydah on Chanukah. You won't be able to have Shalom Vayizach Mangel Tzlan. You won't be able to raise kids that are from healthy kids. It's a necessity to buy new glasses, spend $1 million. We all should buy new glasses. We all should, some will lie in place. And if we have any some bonding list, it's in this area, and the answer, you have to make sure yourself, you satisfy yourself. The one satisfying himself, then it becomes very easy to deny and tell you. His glasses get very dark. How does he become satisfied himself? He fixes up all the things. If he needs to get more sleep, if he needs to learn more, if he needs to, he fixes himself up. We all can fix ourselves up. We all know how to do it. Fix ourselves up, thus putting on good glasses and seeing the world. Wanting good for Yenim. Being very happy with Yenim. Yenim has a simcha. We're fully happy with Yenim simcha. Yenim buys something. We're fully happy. We're so happy there's enough of this thing. So look around our fantastic. An iron rod destroys. A clay iron fixes. So Nizam Wolf told me to look around. Somebody had a new house to look around. He felt that he good to clay iron. Good look at it. Everybody's losing iron horrors. I haven't met too many people who are into this. You get somebody with a good eye to look at your house. Some that's supposed to iron work on this. Iron work on this. But some is almond. It's supposed to be the iron rod effects, the toy's iron is supposed to help. It's supposed to help out the house. Okay. You get somebody to look at your new car. Be a toy's iron and look at Yen's new car. I'm wishing good. So the victim used to pass by houses and wish brachas onto the house. To say people in this house, have, he said it, hey, he have a lot of achshloch and brachas. He passed by the mirror, he said brachas to the whole mirror. To the anhola, to the day, to the kol yom life. Something's happened to himself, and you look at the world, the toy iron. You brought us to your wife, your kids, your parents, and no time, it's been the vodka. And then we have Shach, called the Chayim to the Tarki, the Af Pam, where it's Shabbat.